Those who are lucky and live long also grow old and frail. And while some aging Vermonters find help at home or in nursing homes, thousands choose to live in assisted living and residential care homes. A four-month investigation into these homes by VPR and 7 Days revealed troubling patterns of inadequate care. At least 5 residents have died, and dozens have faced injuries and indignities. Meanwhile, regulators have struggled to hold facilities accountable. In collaboration with Andrea Suazo and Derek Brower of 7 Days, VPR's Emily Corwin reports.
Marilyn Kelly was a gutsy, independent woman. But the 78-year-old wasn't making safe decisions. And so, in May 2015, her children, including her daughter June Kelly, moved Marilyn into a residential care home called Our House 2.
It was like a calamity of errors, one right after the other.
June doesn't mean a comedy of errors. She means a calamity. 7 months after moving in, a staff member assaulted Marilyn. And a month after that, she died. Marilyn's care isn't an easy subject for June. It comes with a lot of grief and guilt. She tells me her mom had been active, going fishing, taking walks. But when she and her sisters visited our house, they would find her tired, sometimes in a stupor.
We're sitting here thinking it's the dementia. I mean, I literally having conversations, is she changing that much from the dementia?
June says the facility's staff said yes, it's the dementia. But it wasn't. According to her medical records, Marilyn was on an antipsychotic called Haldol. It's a sedative that's not approved by the FDA for treating agitation in dementia patients, in part because it increases the risk of death. Nevertheless, 3 times a day for 50 days, our house staff crushed the medication and put it in her food and drink, according to court filings. June, Marilyn's legal guardian, says she had no idea.
There was no discussion about putting mom on Haldol. There was no discussion about the implications of what Haldol would do to our loved one. It was not like nothing.
There were other red flags, too. Despite paying $6,000 a month for her care, June says her mom was often unbathed. She even had a tooth go rotten. And though June wanted to move her mom somewhere else, she says it was frustrating trying to vet the alternatives.
I said to my friend, I go, where are you going to find a place that is safe? And she's like, it's everywhere. I'm like, this is ridiculous.
Since 2014, the state has cited a majority of Vermont's care homes for serious infractions. That's just one finding from the more than 10,000 pages of records which VPR and 7 Days reviewed. We found staffing and training were frequently inadequate. We found residents whose well-known but unmet needs led to preventable injury and death. We found facilities often repeated the same violations inspection after inspection, yet the state rarely used its authority to issue fines. And we learned at least 5 residents have died in accidents related to substandard care since 2014. That's according to the state's own records. In one Burlington facility, 2 seniors died just 3 months apart after wandering outside in the middle of the night. One was locked out and got frostbite. The other tripped and broke his spine. A resident in South Burlington suffocated between a bed and a railing that was configured wrong. And in a Waterbury facility, a man with severe mental illness died from heat stroke. He was wearing multiple layers of clothing during a heat wave in a facility with no air conditioning.
I'm concerned. I'm disappointed.
State Rep Ann Pugh chairs the House Human Services Committee. She says she worries regulators don't have the resources they need to sufficiently protect residents.
This is clearly concerning and clearly something that deserves and needs some legislative attention and oversight.
When bad things happen, it's up to the Department of Disabilities, Aging, and Independent Living to step in. Commissioner Monica Hutt oversees Vermont's 133 assisted living and residential care homes.
Globally, I think we, as a department, as a state, we can always do more and do better in terms of regulation and quality. But that's what we strive to do, is to do more and to do better. That just goes without saying. There's no system that's perfect.
Nursing homes are tightly regulated by the feds, but these care homes are state regulated. And the regs are minimal. Licensing Chief Pam Cota is in charge of enforcement at all Vermont long-term care facilities. She says it's assisted living and residential care homes that keep her up at night.
I've been making notes about what we need regulations on and what we haven't been able to capture, and situations that have left me frustrated as the licensing chief, not being able to hold someone accountable to what we need from them.
The state has begun the process of rewriting the regulations. Although today, regulators do already have the ability to fine care homes. June Kelly, Marilyn's daughter, is a former police officer and investigator. And after everything that happened to her mom, she started doing research. She found an unsearchable, unordered list of PDFs buried on a state website, inspection reports.
They would cite all these medication errors that these care homes are doing, and they have the ability to fine them so much per day, but I wasn't seeing any fines.
The state has only issued 6 fines since 2014. June wants to see someone hold Our House accountable. Her family is suing the home and the providers who oversaw Marilyn's care. Paula Patorti, the owner of Our House, wouldn't comment on the allegations. But she says this.
We're almost 19 years old, and I'm still as passionate today as I've always been about the work that we do and the way that we do it.
And yet, a staff member assaulted Marilyn Kelly in her facility. Months after her daughter June says Marilyn was put back on Haldol, a caretaker at Our House pushed the 78-year-old to the floor in a hallway and abandoned her there. The whole thing was caught on a security camera. Court records show administrators knew the employee had been acting out before the incident, but kept her on. The employee was convicted of assault.
I don't like to think that I even fault this person. I just think that they weren't cut out for caregiving.
The state substantiated allegations of abuse and neglect at the facility, but Our House was never fined. According to the lawsuit, 2 weeks after the assault, back at Our House too, Marilyn's children found their mom unattended to on a couch in a hallway. She was unresponsive and struggling to breathe. They rushed her to the hospital, where she died. June says she's telling her family's story because she wants more transparency and more accountability. For VPR News, I'm Emily Corwin.